They say that space is the final frontier, which is probably why Hollywood continues to be fascinated by it. This week, I'll be taking a look at two recent releases that use the Milky Way as a backdrop for conventional thriller plots. First up is Stowaway, now streaming on Netflix, which I assumed was going to be some kind of bloody alien clone. Instead, it's more of a pressure cooker chamber piece in space, a morality play about scientific desperation and the worth of human life. This is the latest film from director Joe Penna, whose debut feature, Arctic, was about a man stranded alone in the frozen wilderness, and he's transplanted those same themes of survival to the empty void of our solar system. It's about a three-person crew, the commander Toni Collette, a doctor played by Anna Kendrick, and botanist Daniel Day Kim, heading to Mars to explore the viability of sustaining life there, a mission that will take 2 years just to get there. All seems to be going smoothly until they discover that an engineer working on the ship launch is still aboard, unconscious behind a panel in the ceiling. I can't imagine this scenario is even a little bit plausible, but the emotional conflicts that it inspires are relatively absorbing. The so-called stowaway's name is Michael, played by Shamir Anderson, and he ends up being a helpful extra hand on the crew. But then there's a horrible realization. There's not enough oxygen for all four of them to survive the rest of the voyage. This is a compelling idea for a film, and it effectively communicates a sense of claustrophobia and containment. We don't even get to hear the voices of the Earthbound mission control team, which further underlines how isolated our heroes are. Unfortunately, the movie doesn't have a third act that lives up to the conflict at play. In fact, it barely has a third act at all. A solar storm hits at a predictable time, a key item is lost at exactly the moment you expect it to, and the character you suspect will sacrifice themselves ultimately decides to sacrifice themselves. Neil Berger's Voyagers, meanwhile, is another new film, also exploring themes of morality and mortality, on a long space adventure. It begins in the year 2063, and Earth is uninhabitable. Scientists have found a distant planet with an atmosphere similar to ours, and so a bunch of children commandeered by Colin Farrell is blasted off in a rocket. The journey will be so long that it will be the crew's artificially reproduced grandkids who eventually reach the planet and populate it. As they grow up, a couple of these young astronauts discover that a blue-tinted beverage they drink during every meal is actually dulling their intensifying hormones, keeping their most primal teenage impulses at bay. They rebel, refusing to be drugged any longer, and the crew neatly separates itself into factions who want to continue following the rules and those who want to destroy them. Lest you think this devolves into Cronenbergian debauchery, it's been sanitized down to a PG-13 rating for a perceived teenage audience. What could have been a fascinating exploration of a new society being formed, and of suppressed youth discovering the consequences of adult freedoms and responsibilities, turns instead into Lord of the Flies in space. It also turns out that future kids fall into the same traps as the original kids in Lord of the Flies, and the last half of Voyagers involves people chasing each other down corridors and hitting each other over the head with heavy objects and getting sucked out of airlocks and going tumbling out into space. Like Berger's breakout hit Limitless, the film never matches the potential of its obviously intriguing premise, and that's too bad. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.